Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to discuss with our Kansas dairy farmers some concerns as we head into winter. One of those chores that you probably should have on your list is where are you at with the hoof trimming in your herd? The effects that we see on the hooves of animals is probably just a real issue right now on our dairy farms. The reason for that is due to hoof growth. It usually takes about 60 to 90 days before we actually see the effects of heat stress show up. So right now is probably a prime time to see some of those issues pop up in the hooves of the animals. So what should you do about that? Well, really the idea is you need to get the animal on the trim table. If you have someone come from the outside to trim your herd, probably a good idea to get them scheduled in here in the next month or so you can get the hooves looked at prior to the winter weather. Some of the things that you need to really pay attention to are cases of hairy warts. If we can get those healed up now, probably be a good idea as we head into the winter. The other challenge that we have is that a lot of times in the wintertime, it's very difficult to use foot baths. So if you've been a little bit lax, time to get back on that. Probably at least 3 times a week, maybe 5 days a week for the next several weeks. If you're accustomed to using formaldehyde as your chemical of choice, you might want to back off of that as temperatures get cooler, as it's less effective. Might want to move to some of the other options that are out there. Could be copper sulfate, could be some of the organic acids that we have available today. So I encourage our dairy farmers to get the hoof trimmer rounded up and to your farm before winter sets in. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.